What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Elite Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Daniel, and I'm here with my co-host, Ant. Today, we're going to be going over the Thanksgiving game predictions and a few other things, so let's get started. First thing is the Aaron Rodgers toe injury. As we saw in this interview, he has a fractured toe. He plans to not miss any games. Do you think this will affect him in his next game?
I don't think it will. Aaron Rodgers is a very tough guy. A toe can be very serious. We've seen it with Lions star center Frank Ragnow. A toe took him out the entire season. So even though it's like a lower part of his body, it's still a very serious injury. But Aaron Rodgers, he'll get through it. I can't see him affecting a star player like him.
Yeah, I think the toe injury, I think he'll be fine. Just he might be like a little bit less mobile, but that's about it.
I don't think Aaron Rodgers is very mobile anyway, so he's more of a stay-in-pocket type of guy.
I can see
him running the ball a lot more. They basically have the division locked up. They're like 8-3, so I can't see him. I don't know why they can't take him out for a game. Maybe we could see that towards the end of the year, week 18, week 17, but when it matters most, he'll be ready.
Yeah, and this is a pretty important game versus the Rams. So that's why I think they want to keep him in. So I think if we win this, we could secure a spot in the playoffs, like maybe like first or second place.
Everyone knows they want that one seed, but for the Packers, they basically got the North locked up.
Yeah, they got the North locked up, so they can, if they win this, I think they have a shot at the one seed. Next is Kamara out again for the third week. It kind of sucks that he's out again with a knee injury, I'm pretty sure. So do you think this will affect the Saints on tomorrow?
Yes. Kamara's their best offensive player. I even believe with Michael Thomas, he's been their number one option. When he's going, not many people can stop him. We saw last year on Christmas when he had 5 touchdowns. This has affected the Saints last week and the week before. I can't see the Saints offense doing much without him.
Yeah, their whole trio's out. I mean, Michael Thomas, Jameis Winston, and Alvin Kamara. Alvin Kamara should be back next week. Next, the Dolphins picked up Phillip Lindsay. Do you think that he could do good? I think he'll get less volume because Miles Gaskin's there. But I think he could still be like a solid running back too.
I think he got cut from the Texans for a reason. It doesn't make too much sense. They got David Johnson back there with Rex Burkhead. They just threw away Mark Ingram. He's a young back. I don't see why the Broncos had to draft a rookie, Javonte Williams, in like the second round and got rid of him, and then Texans come. So I don't know what's really going on there. He hasn't done too good this year. I think it's still a good sign for the Dolphins. Not much risk, and it could be a high reward. I don't think much of it. I don't think he'll do too much.
Yeah, he could possibly do a little bit good. But with Myles Gaskin ahead of there, I don't think he'll do much. Next is our Thanksgiving Day predictions. First, I got the Lions 17, Bears 25. The Bears taking the win. It's going to be a pretty boring game, I think. I think they're going to have like some weird scoring. That's why I put them at 25. Maybe like a missed field goal or something like that, or a missed extra point. And then the Lions, they have Jared Goff back, but I don't think it's going to make a big difference. And the Bears don't have Fields, but I mean, Dalton did pretty good last week, so maybe he can keep it up. So I got the Bears winning.
I have the Lions taking their first win of the season, 26-23. Look, we've heard all the rumors. Matt Nagy has been fire Nagy. We've heard it everywhere. Bulls games, his son's high school football game, even Bears Stadium. It's been a wild week for Bears fans and a short week for the Bears. It's not looking too good. The Lions have been playing their best football as of late. Tied with the Steelers, lost by 3 with the Browns. Much needed Jared Goff coming back. Look, Lions fans hated him. I did at one point. After seeing Tim Boyle go out, came and hit 80 yards and throw 2 picks. Looks like we need more of a veteran presence back there. I think if he played, they would have beat the Browns last week. I do expect them to pull a sneaky win this one against the Bears.
That is a possibility, but I don't. I don't think it's going to happen. I think Dalton will play like he did last week. Next is the Raiders-Cowboys game. I have the Raiders 20, Cowboys 27. Cowboys winning in a little bit of a close game. The Cowboys, they have played good lately besides losing to the Chiefs last week. And then the Raiders got destroyed by the Bengals. So both teams coming off losses. So I think the Cowboys are going to take this one.
This is going to be a game of who wants it more. Look, both teams coming off two very bad losses. Cowboys were looking for like a prove-it type of game. Going against the Chiefs and America's Game of the Week. Came up really short in that one. Not even scoring a touchdown. Raiders, you know, every year it's the same story. They cannot finish. This year it's been the same exact story. Losing to the Bengals by 15. It's just not good luck for both teams. So it's going to be a short week for both teams. It's just going to be who wants it more. It's going to be a dogfight. I can see the Cowboys taking this one 31-24.
All right, in the night game, this one I'm pretty excited for, the Saints-Bills, because the Bills haven't been great lately. And then the Saints without Kamara, they're in backup quarterback for a few weeks in a row now. They're going to have to try their best. And then the Bills, who haven't been great, I think if they win this one, they could start turning their season around. They have been a bit like fraudy, losing to a bunch of teams that are not even that good, and they have only beat one team over 500. So I think they should get the win 28-27 in a close one.
I think it's cool because I believe all six of these teams are coming off losses, and all of them have been pretty bad. The Saints, they lost by two, which isn't too bad against the Titans. But I can see this game being a really low-scoring game with Trevor Siemian back there against Josh Allen, who got destroyed last against the Colts defense. It's going 17 to the Colts 45. I can see the Bills winning this one 17-13.
Next, we got our lock, our upset, and our game of the week. For my lock, there was lots of close games, so it's really hard to choose a lock this week. So I took the Bears over the Lions. I mean, even though they want Nagy gone, I think Nagy wants to win this. But I have them as a lock. I mean, the Lions, they haven't won a game this year, and Andy Dalton played pretty good last week. So I think the Bears take it on the lock of the week.
Basically, out of my three wins, I have to choose the team I trust the most. And that team has to be the Cowboys. I cannot trust the Lions, who have not even won a game yet. And I cannot trust the Bills, who just got destroyed by 28 points. So that's not taking the Saints. Or the Raiders. The Cowboys.
For my upset this week, I'm taking the Colts over the Bucks. The Colts, they have been pretty good, especially with Jonathan Taylor. And I think the Bucks are just not going to get it done. So I'm taking the Colts over the Bucks on an upset.
My upset will be, you can call it an upset. I have the Rams over the Packers. Look, Aaron Rodgers, toe injury. That's not too good for their offense. It's first week of the injury. They just lost the Vikings. They're going to be looking for some revenge. But the Rams have lost two in a row. They'll get Odell, Von Miller. They know the playbook after their bye week, 100%. Their defense will be clicking and their offense will be clicking as well.
For my game of the week, I went with the Bills and the Saints game. I said the Bills were winning 28-27. And another one I put as like an honorable mention is the Packers and the Rams. I think the only reason I have the Bills over there, Bills Saints game over them, is because it's on Thanksgiving and it's the night Thanksgiving game. I mean, Packers Rams is still going to be a good game, because like Adams versus Ramsey rematch. But I still have the Bills and Saints game as my game of the week.
I have a Colts and Bucks. This game's going to be pretty good. Bucks and Colts coming off pretty huge wins. The Bucks, they lost two in a row. They lost to the Saints and they lost to the football team. So being the Giants on Prime Time was pretty huge for them. The Colts, they have been pretty hot the last couple of weeks. They destroyed the Bills. Jonathan Taylor, 5 touchdowns. I expect them to get in the end zone at least twice on Sunday. I can't tell you who is going to win. I think it's going to be that close of a game. But I will always give Tom Brady the edge in a very very good matchup.
All right, and next we have our starts and sits of the week. So for my starts, I went with Michael Gallup with Amari Cooper out. I think Michael Gallup will do good, especially on Thanksgiving. I'm excited to watch him against the Raiders, who their defense, their secondary has been pretty decent this year. But as a wide receiver, too, I think he's going to have to get some volume. And then my other start was Noah Fant. He's coming back from COVID in a bye week. And now he's going against the Chargers, who have had, like, one of the worst defenses against tight ends. So I think Noah Fant, even though it's his first week back from COVID and all that, I think he is definitely a start.
My starts are Darnell Mooney. Him and Andy Dalton looked pretty good last week. They even hooked up on a 60-yard touchdown pass. They're going to get to the weak Lions secondary, who got even weaker with A.J. Parker going on injured reserve. So I actually got a big game out of Mooney. And my other start is DeAndre Swift. Look, he's gotten 266 yards, I believe, in the past 2 weeks. He's also, he got in the end zone. He has the receiving and rushing. I think this is both sides. More fantasy points, PPR. So I don't think it'll stop this week against the Bears defense.
All right, and for my sits, I have Damian Harris against the Titans. He's dealing with a neck injury. I think he will get out there a little bit, but for the most part, he's not going to get much. And going against the Titans, I think you're going to need to pass it a little bit. And then my other sit was Aaron Jones. Even though it might seem obvious to sit him, there are a lot of people who are starting him this week just because he has projected points. I do not think he's going to get a lot of volume, especially with A.J. Dillon back there, who could get it done. He could easily replace Jones. And I don't really think it's a game that the Packers need to start Aaron Jones. I'd rather them just have him rest him, so I don't think they will play him that much.
My sits are Josh Jacobs. I think the Raiders will be trying a lot in this game, so I can't see him getting involved really often against the tough Cowboys front seven. And I'll be sitting Odell Beckham. Look, I know he just got his first game last week or 2 weeks ago, actually. Last week was a bye, so he knows the playbook more and more chemistry. But I would still wait one prove it type of week because I don't want to take that huge of a risk on a player who has not gotten a big game all year.
All right. And one last thing I want to talk about. It's really not related to NFL. But Matthew Judon the other day said that mac and cheese does not belong on the Thanksgiving dinner table. And I'm going to have to disagree. I think it's one of the best things there. I think Matt Jones was right with what he said. I'm going to disagree with Matthew Judon.
I'm going to have to agree. I'm not really the type of Thanksgiving dinner type of guy. I usually just eat pasta and butter. I'm being completely honest. I don't know. I don't eat that too many of those foods, but when I think of Thanksgiving dinner, I don't think of mac and cheese.
I actually like it. It's pretty good. It's one of the best things on the table, in my opinion. All right. Well, that's going to conclude the podcast. Happy Thanksgiving. Peace.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.